Matt Dennison and Brian Sullivan with you. Welcome in. It's our SemiState preview show. We've got one girls team left, and it's number one ranked Silver Creek in Class 3A. Brian, they had an excellent day on Saturday. Big wins over Evansville Memorial and Rushville. They really beat two very good ball clubs in the one-day regional to move on to the SemiState round.
Yeah, I'm very impressed, obviously, with how they did in the Evansville Memorial game. That's a team that was ranked number one a good chunk of the season, had length and height comparable to what Silver Creek brings to the table, but maybe even a little bit more impressed because, you know, you get through that game and you're playing Rushville, and you can look at the history of Rushville and how solid that they have been. But this team, if you're just watching them, we talked about it during the broadcast, you know, a little bit smaller, maybe not quite as athletic, and the hope was that Silver Creek doesn't get caught looking ahead, thinking, well, we've gotten past Salem, we've gotten past Evansville Memorial, and maybe we got some smooth sailing here. And that was a tough Rushville team that was very fundamentally sound, played hard, could shoot well from the outside. And I thought Silver Creek did a good job finally adjusting to how Rushville was playing. And finally their late third quarter, start of the fourth, pulled away like we thought they might.
Brian, Silver Creek going to take on Tri-West. It's a one-game SemiState. That's the 3A game at Jeffersonville on Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock tip-off in that contest. It'll be followed by a 4A game. They're going to clear the gym. It won't be one ticket for the price of two games. It's going to be different because of the pandemic. But we won't talk much about it during this preview show because none of the teams are local. But that 4A game could be really interesting to watch as well, with Franklin, who beat Bedford North Lawrence in their own regional on Saturday night, taking on Brownsburg.
And I kind of have a vested interest in this. I spent 8 years coaching up at Franklin College, and so obviously know a lot of people up in Franklin at the high school, have known for several years that they had a really impressive freshman class coming in. If you can get out and watch, they're starting three freshmen, and it's a team that is leading the United States in most three-pointers made. I mean, they're putting them up at an unbelievable rate. They got a little 5'1" freshman that's shooting from 30 feet. I mean, it's unbelievable. But then on the other sideline, Brownsburg's playing, and their head coach and I were coaches together at Franklin College and have known each other since the mid-90s. So I'm going to try to stay impartial. I'm hoping for a good game. Franklin beat Bedford, as you mentioned, by 3 points. But Brownsburg also beat Bedford on a three-pointer at the buzzer. So these teams, at least with the common opponents they've had, seem like it should shape up for a really good second game.
Absolutely. And let's take a look at what we're going to do here in this preview show, getting ready for Saturday's games at Jeffersonville. Coming up here in just a few moments, Scott Shane, the head coach at Silver Creek, will join us for a conversation about the regional and about the preparation this week for his ball club. Later in the show, we'll be joined by a pair of juniors for Silver Creek. Kennedy Stryverson and Emmy Rooney will join us. Last week, we got a chance to talk with Alana Stryverson and also Jacqueline Emily, two seniors. And this week, it's two juniors that will join us here on the preview show. And then later in the program, Tom Gleva, the head coach at Tri-West, will join us. We'll get to learn a little bit more about the out-of-town opponent that's going to be coming down here to Southern Indiana on Saturday to take on this Silver Creek team. So that's what we'll accomplish, or at least set out to accomplish, here in this hour with Brian and I together on this preview show. Let's go right to the phone right now. Scott Shane, the head coach at Silver Creek, is with us. And coach, great performances on Saturday. Your team survives to live another week of postseason basketball here in Indiana.
Hey, well, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Brian. You know, we're just happy to still be playing, you know, just excited for this great opportunity we have to keep representing Silver Creek High School and, you know, Dragon Nation for another weekend, man. We just want to do what we got to do to keep playing.
Coach, a little curious, I mean, as we look back the other day, two games in one day, and that's the only level of the state tournament that kind of approximates what it used to be prior to class basketball. So there's a different approach that you probably have on a two games in one day. Now we move into semi-state round, and you've just got that one that you have to focus on. How does that change your approach as a coach at the regional level versus the semi-state?
Well, I mean, you know, with the two games in one day, that's tough, you know. And my dad, you know, he's been in enough of those to understand. He kept telling us, you know, the regional, not that every step is really hard, but just the way the regional was set up, it's a very difficult step with two games in one day, and especially when you have our first regional game with how physical it was with Evansville Memorial, you know, it was very, very physical. That was a great basketball team there. And then to not have that much time to really have that quick of a turnaround and to prepare for basically a different type of team, you know, Rushville was different than Memorial in a lot of ways. And, you know, so it was the regional was a tough, tough step as far as that. And I was super proud of my kids for the way they responded. I know they were tired. You know, but preparing for the regional was, you know, you didn't know if you're going to get to that night game, and you pour everything into the first game, you know, with Memorial, and you pour everything scout wise, and you're scouting the other two teams, you know, and you're getting film and you're watching film. But, you know, my assistant coaches do such a great job of that, of making sure they were following the other two teams. But then, you know, you only have an hour, you know, we basically have 45 minutes with our team to really implement what we wanted to do with Rushville. Whereas in the semi-state, you know, we have a whole week. And I don't know which way is better, because with a week to prepare for an opponent, sometimes you can get over-analysis, you know, paralysis by analysis. And we're really trying not to over-analyze, you know, Tri-West. And so that's the biggest difference I see is, you know, just the preparation, you know, preparation going into it. In the regional, you know, especially that second game, you really, you know, you just got to stick to what you do, and you have to, you know, try to find a couple keys. And that's what we're doing for the semi-state also with Tri-West is you get to this point, you know, it's what you do. You know, we talked yesterday about, hey, you know, our focus, because the media, you know, there's so many distractions going on right now. You know, what do we need to do to keep playing? That's our focus. You know, that's got to be our focus. And, you know, so that's what I see the difference between the regional and the semi-state is you got to take a lot of time to prepare in the semi-state. You know, wish we'd just go ahead and get playing.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Shane of Silver Creek joining us here in our semi-state preview show. Let's go back to the regional on a player-by-player basis here for a moment. Kennedy Stuyvesant, you had lots of good moments Saturday, no question about that. But Kennedy Stuyvesant, one that I thought really rose to the top. She had 16 points against Evansville Memorial, then came back in the championship game that night and had 12 as one of your leaders in that game. A really big two-game set for her. There's no question she came to play Saturday at Charlestown.
Yeah, no, I thought she stepped her game up to a different level. You know, just from a leadership standpoint, you know, of handling the basketball and running the offense and doing the things that are necessary for our team to advance, I thought she took her game to a different level. You know, she had a different focus to her in that Memorial game. It was kind of like a quiet focus. And defensively, you know, she's always been great defensively. I mean, you know, she is arguably she is a very high level defender on the floor. As a basketball, her basketball IQ is very high. But what I noticed in the regional was the fact that she was doing all these other things. You know, she was taking the ball to the rim. I think she ended up going 9-for-11 from the free throw line against Memorial, you know, which is important for us because, you know, we want our point guard getting in the paint. We want our point guard attacking and doing some things for us. But I thought she had told me yesterday, we were sitting there talking and talking about the Rushville game, actually the second regional game, about being tired. And she said, Coach, there came a point in that game where I couldn't even feel my legs. And she goes, I don't know where it came from. She goes, but, you know, I decided at that point, I don't care how tired I am, we're going to find a way to win this basketball game. And, you know, that's just the kind of kid she is. She's a fierce competitor, one of the most competitive kids I've ever coached. And that's good to have on your side, especially when you're in these situations where you're playing against very good basketball teams, that your point guard will go out there and will do whatever it takes to win. And I thought she was just lights out over the weekend.
Coach, there was a couple of times, and this happened once or twice in both games, and I don't want you divulging strategy necessarily, but you all came out and did a little run and jump right there by half court, both against Memorial and against Rushville. It might have been end of the third quarter, early in the fourth. Is that a situational type thing, or did you all recognize you've got a little bit of momentum? You've got it out to a 4 or 5 point lead, and you have not been doing this. This is a great time to jump out there and surprise them with something. Because I think with Memorial, you forced a turnover, and in Rushville in that situation, maybe a timeout that they would have liked to have held on to.
Yeah, well, it's something in early in the year. We would structure it that way. You know, we would look for situations, and we would, as coaches, we would call the situation. You know, whenever we see noticed a situation where, a scenario where we felt like, hey, we could take advantage of our run and jump, we would call that from the side. Now, you know, after we've been doing it so much, the girls recognize it. Now, we have a couple cues. You know, we have a few cues that trigger our run and jump. But for the most part, like, the girls, they do it on their own, you know, but it was, you know, they become very comfortable with it. And, you know, when we talk about the hardest thing to go against is random traps, mm-hmm. right? I mean, if you know what's coming, I mean, you can scheme a little bit if you know traps are coming, but those random run and jumps, those situational where, you know, the other team, the point guard or the two guard or the three, whatever, is not expecting it, you know, it can cause some trouble. And our girl, I have a very mature basketball team. I have very good basketball players, you know, not only athletically, but their basketball IQ is very high. Like Jacqueline Emily, I think her basketball IQ is through the roof, you know, just understanding situations. And so a lot of that is just those girls playing basketball. You know, they recognize a couple cues that early in the year, you know, we'd have to drill and drill and drill. And now they just react to it, you know, and like I said, I thought they did a nice job. But we did a similar situation in the Salem game where we could run, and you know, they put themselves in a situation where it allowed us to kind of get them trapped. So no, that's the girls playing basketball. You know, that's what that is.
Talking with Scott Shane, coach at Silver Creek, here on our Sima State preview show. Again, back to some individual player stuff from Saturday, and so many things to pull out about your team. But Jacqueline Emily, I can't remember which half in the morning and which half it was in the night, but she just exploded for some three-pointers in both of those games in streaks that really helped you key moments of the game to help maybe relax things a bit or put some space between you or your opponent. And really, those three-point specialists, you could call her on Saturday, she was for your team. She's done that all season long. Maybe it's not always three-pointers, but leadership-wise, and I really felt like she in some of those games was a big difference for you on Saturday.
Yeah, she was huge. You know, in the morning game, especially in the morning game against Memorial, you know, I think it was at the end of the third quarter, close into that, end of the third, beginning of the fourth, you know, she shot one up there and banked it in, and shooters just got to see the ball go through. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, shooters just need to see the ball go through the bottom of the net. And, you know, she threw one up there and banked it, and then, man, right after that one, you know, I think, you know, she gets another one and she hits a three, and then she assisted Alana hit a three. So I think we hit three back-to-back-to-back threes. And it kind of gave us that buffer with Memorial, because really that game was not a 12-point basketball game. I mean, that game ended up being 12, but I really think it was a lot closer than that. And we had played even, you know, throughout the whole game, and then we had that little explosion, you know, and Jacqueline was a big reason. She got loose, you know, against their defense and was able to knock down a couple. And then in the Rushville game, I mean, you know, at the start of the game, Rushville was shooting like 78% at the start of the game. You know, they hit a few threes, and we weren't. You know, we weren't taking advantage of what our game plan was going into that. We kind of got away from it a little bit. And thank goodness for Jacqueline, because I think she was 4 for 4 in the first half against Rushville to kind of keep us in the lead. You know, we were only up 2 at half. But a big reason was that was Jacqueline was 4 for 4. You know, and then we kind of settled in the second half and kind of took advantage of, you know, of our mismatches height-wise there. And, you know, but Jacqueline was she's been a big reason all season that we are where we are. You know, not just her shooting, but just a little bit of a calm. You know, she's matured so much as a basketball player from her freshman year of being a kid that, you know, as a freshman, she was relied on to do all the scoring. She was a point guard. You know, when she first came into the program, she was a point guard. And then with the arrival, you know, with Kennedy coming in as the point, we were able to move her over to do what she does, you know, and, you know, she can be great at what she's good at. And that's shooting the basketball. So, yeah, I was very happy that she found the backboard on the first three-point shot, you know, and then to find the bottom of the net on the rest of them.
Coach, I think obviously the big topic of discussion this week has been the inclement weather that has come through here. And I'm curious, everybody's been out of school at this point. How has that impacted you all from a negative standpoint, gym availability, how often you've been able to spend with your team? But then on the flip side, has that given you a little bit more time to be able to break down game film and do some of the preparation stuff that if you were in school teaching six or seven classes a day that you might not have as much time?
It opens up a lot of time. I mean, with the inclement weather, you know, the bad thing about it is just the unknown. You know, are we going to be able to practice? Are we not going to be able to practice? Like last week, we took off Monday after the sectional, and then Tuesday we had practice. You know, we had an hour, a short shoot-around practice, and then weather came in on Wednesday. And so what we did as a team, as a staff, we did a Zoom call. We just got the kids online and kind of went through the scouting report on Evansville Memorial, walked through, you know, film, you know, with technology. I mean, you know, the technology has been ridiculous that we are able to do these things with, you know, with Zoom calls, huddle. And so with inclement weather rolling in, that's kind of what I told the girls, you know, the unknown is the worst. Now, we have been very fortunate that we have our custodians and our groundskeepers at Silver Creek are wonderful. I mean, are wonderful. And they get out there and they get the parking lot cleared, you know, and we have a great athletic director who, and you know, and superintendent who, you know, they kind of leave it at the ball in our park, you know, a little bit and let us make a call on practice. You know, we're never going to err on the side of dangerous, but no, they are very aggressive about things. And so getting that parking lot cleared out, making sure the roads are clear. Like, I can't say enough about our groundskeepers, you know, and our custodians of getting the sidewalks and all that stuff cleared out so we can have practice. If, you know, we can have practice. So we've been very fortunate, man, that we've been able to get in the gym. You know, even yesterday we were able to get in the gym and get a good hour and 15 minutes of practice.
Coach, let's take a look at Tri-West, your opponent for Saturday in this 3A semi-state game. They're 17-6 on the year. And really, there's very little connection between your teams. They're in another part of the state, just to the west of Indianapolis, not the same conference. I think there was one common opponent maybe between you guys for their whole entire schedule. But obviously, any team that gets to a semi-state that gets this far into the tournament is the real deal and is winning for a reason. In your early scouting thoughts on Tri-West, what can you tell us? What type of team are they? What are some of the threats that they'll put forth against you Saturday?
Yeah, they're a very good basketball team. You know, similar to Rushville, with some a little bit more size. They have, you know, they have multiple kids that can shoot the three. You know, the Kirby girl, who is their leading scorer at 15 points a game, is their main scorer. They have others that average, you know, they have three other kids averaging around 9 points a game. But the Kirby girl, you know, she went off for 34 in the regional finals. You know, she had 23 at halftime. I mean, she's a kid that you just can't give any space. I mean, she can create her own shot, you know. So we're going to have to be aware of everywhere she is. You know, when she gets off the bus, we're going to have to go ahead and climb up in her shorts and hopefully be there the whole game. She's a really, really outstanding basketball player. And then their little point guard, Sandlin, you know, she's just a feisty point guard who runs the offense, you know, gets them into their flow. You know, we know how important point guards are in dictating the pace of a basketball game. And then they got a couple other shooters that can just flat out, you know, they can, if they get their feet set and they're open, they can knock it down. They play hard, you know, they rebound the ball very aggressively. So, you know, they remind me a little bit of Memorial, maybe not as aggressively as physical as Evansville Memorial, but they're going to play hard. You know, they're going to dive on loose balls. They're going to take charges. They're going to do those little things. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, a handful with them. You know, we're hoping to be able to just, you know, to stay in front of them, make sure we out-rebound them. You know, those are kind of sort of the keys right now. You know, out-rebound them, make sure we stay in front, you know, force contested shots. And then, you know, if we do that, I feel like we got a good chance to be moving on.
Scott, as soon as I heard that Tri-West was the one that came out, I think we found that out right before we went off the air on Saturday night. You know, of course, no coach me. I'm going up trying to pull up game film back at the house and see what they've got. And you mentioned Kirby. You know, I was able to find a bunch of stuff on her. Looks like every bit of about a 5'8", 5'9 shooting guard. She's got a quick release to get that shot off, but can also get to the basket. You know, the two teams that you played this weekend were kind of similar to you in the standpoint, very balanced teams. You never know on any given night who's going to be that player that steps up. And so it was Anslinger when you played Memorial, but it could have been, you know, one of three or four other players. when you're playing a team that's got a defined go-to player, you know, how does that change what you do defensively in your preparations for that squad?
Well, you know, we try to just stay tag to her, you know, to those types of players. You know, we see that, you know, we're in that situation in the sectional with Madison, you know, with Nutley, Charlestown with the Coleman girl, of having to just be really aware of those types of kids. And, that's where Kurt, you know, when we come into, when the team has a number one option that, you know, the ball goes to, we just want to make their life difficult. We want to make every catch difficult. You know, we want to make sure that when they do catch it, you know, that they don't catch it within their strengths. You know, we want to make sure if we can push them out of their scoring area. So with certain players, we want them to catch it at 26 feet, you know, where they're not kind of curling into their shots. You know, but we also talk about our defense is not going to fall on one kid. You know, it's going to fall on our team defense, you know, because, you know, we stress all the time, mismatches don't beat you. Open shots beat you. That's what beats you. And so that's going to be a huge focus. And so I don't know who's going to guard her. Like, our whole team will end up guarding her because in transition, it's basically, hey, who's closer to her, you know? And it doesn't matter because our whole philosophy is based upon mismatches won't beat us, but open shots will get you beat. And that's kind of what I've seen, saw on video is they're really, really good. When they get open, man, they are really good shooters. So we're going to have to make sure we don't get so focused on Kirby that we let, you know, these other kids get loose, you know, because they got other kids that are very capable of putting up big numbers. So we're just hoping to be, like I said, stay in front of them, challenge every shot, make sure we don't give them easy buckets. You know, we don't want to give Kirby easy buckets, foul her, put her at the foul line. You know, we just kind of want to make her night a difficult day, right? And every shot she hits is a contested shot. That's our goal.
Scott Shane, coach at Silver Creek. Coach, great to see you guys have success in the regional. Best of luck Saturday at the Semi-State, one game away from the big one.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for all you do for girls basketball, and go Dragons.
Absolutely. Silver Creek coach Scott Shane with us here on our Semi-State preview show. We'll head to a commercial break. In segment two, we'll talk to some of the Dragons players again this week. We'll talk with Kennedy Stuyverson and Emmy Rooney, both juniors on the Silver Creek team, in advance of Saturday's one-game regional at Jeffersonville. Stay with us. Our Semi-State preview show continues after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Big X. And we're back here on our Semi-State preview show on the Big X, getting ready for Saturday's 3A Semi-State at Jeffersonville. Silver Creek will take on Tri-West at 1 p.m., a tip-off in that contest. In this segment, we'll talk with a couple juniors on this Silver Creek girls basketball team that have both had really good years and both play big roles for this team in their respective positions. And first up is Kennedy Stuyverson. She's a junior. And Kennedy, congratulations on your success this year, and including two big games in the regional. You were really big for your Silver Creek team, 16 points in the morning game, 12 points in the evening game. Things were really going well for you Saturday at Charlestown, weren't they?
Yes. Honestly, we just knew that we had to come in, and we knew that our schedule that day was going to be really, really tough if we were able to play both of those games. And then we knew that there was two. So the first game we knew, go ahead and get through it, and then you get to rest just for a little bit. But we knew that we had to come in and really, really play with each other and for each other. And then just my mindset was, let's just really play together. And we talked, we always have like our pregame speeches with each other. And we just knew that us playing together and us playing really, really hard and giving a lot of effort would get our jobs done. And that's really that all that was on my mind, just making sure that everybody's energy was there and making sure everybody was ready to play and just things like that, just to help us got us to a win.
Kennedy, when we got through last season and everybody starts looking ahead to the 2021 campaign here, I think everyone looked at so many players coming back for Silver Creek, and the one thing was, well, they could use some size in the middle. And then Marissa shows up. But even with her addition, it's still a team primarily made up of perimeter players. So she needs some help on the boards. And I thought one of the biggest contributions that you obviously made over the weekend was just doing a great job on the glass. Is that something that, you know, that you instinctively know how to go about doing, or is that something that the coach says, hey, we need somebody to step up and help Marissa inside, and you're going to be the one taking up some of that slack?
Yes, honestly, Coach does preach a lot about it can't just be Marissa crashing the boards, because if it is only her, then they take her away, then we are, like, kind of just stuck. So he does preach that we do need other guards to get about 6 to 8 rebounds besides Marissa just to kind of help, and then that'll open up her to get even more rebounds than she already does. So he talks to us about that a lot. But just me personally trying to rebound, it's just something that I know that I want to do just because I just love just going and just getting the rebounds. I don't know. It's just like, literally, I was talking to Coach about it yesterday. It's just like something that's like, okay, I'm ready to go rebound. And I just try to get as many boards as I can, especially to help her too. And it obviously helps our team. So me just getting rebounds is just something that literally like I always just want to do. And then just to know that Marissa is down there also to help. And then other people also help to come and rebound. So as long as we have a collective effort of wanting to rebound, we're most likely going to end up with the ball in our hands.
We're talking with Kennedy Stiverson here on our Sima State Preview Show. I've got to ask, last week we got a chance to learn more about your sister, Alana. She joined us on our regional preview show at the time. The Silver Creek team seems to be very close. You mentioned some of the off-court pregame pep talks that you give each other. That doesn't surprise me. What's it like playing with your sister, though? You guys obviously are extremely close as family. Not in the same grade. You're a junior. She's a senior. But what has this tournament experience been like with her and just in general over the years playing with her been like?
Well, I actually only started playing basketball because I wanted to play with Alana, because I used to play soccer, and Alana hated soccer. So then whenever we first got it started, my mom was actually the coach of a Heidi team way back in the day. And then I actually wanted to start playing with her, and that's actually how I started playing basketball, was through Alana. And she literally taught me, like, so many things. Like, I probably wouldn't even be able to make a left-hand layup if it wasn't for my sister. But honestly, she's just really, really helped me throughout the whole journey. And playing with her has really been amazing. Like, definitely, like, one of my biggest inspirations whenever it comes to basketball. Like, I look up to her, and just not just basketball, but literally with almost anything that I do. So I just love her to death. And then knowing that she's there, like, rooting for me in everything that I do in basketball and life, it's just amazing. Just kind of have that support by your side as a sister and as, like, a best friend is really, really good. And I hope that other people have, like, this kind of bond that we have, because it is amazing with their siblings. And then just knowing that not just having her in the house, but also we can connect on a different level in sports and be able to, like, speak with each other and actually bond with each other through other things is just really, really amazing. And I'm actually sad that I only – well, maybe, unless I go to college with her. But we get 2 more games if we get to play 2 more games with each other, and it just is gonna suck. Like, if even if we win the whole state tournament, like, I do not want this journey to end with any of these girls at all, like any of the seniors. It's just like, oh, like, it sucks that they're actually seniors and that they're going to be leaving. So I'm definitely going to miss her a lot whenever she goes off to college too. So just playing with her has been, like, really, really amazing, and I literally can't even describe this feeling, honestly.
A better or more prepared interview would have this information as an automatic recall. But I seem to remember that when you all were playing over in Kentucky, that your high school team made a really deep run in the state tournament. Am I correct on that one?
Yeah, you're correct. We made it to the Final Four.
Can you explain the difference? Because a lot of people that follow Indiana high school basketball might not have ever been over to districts or regionals or the Sweet 16. What are some of the differences that you've noticed going on a deep run through the Kentucky State Tournament versus what you're experiencing right now on the Indiana side?
The difference is definitely you get way more breaks in Indiana, because in Kentucky, it was district and regionals was most likely separate, but the minute that you got to Rupp in the state tournament, it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday if you kept winning. So it was 4 games back to back to back to back to back. It didn't really split up to regionals and semi-state and the literal, like, state final game how it is in Indiana. And that is a blessing, because you could feel every piece of your body just wanting to, like, break in Kentucky. And me and Alana were talking about how, like, after regionals, we woke up and we were like, oh, God. So our bodies were just kind of like, wow. And then we actually remembered that 2 years ago, we were up in Kentucky just playing back to back to back. We ended up playing three games, but you could feel every one of those games. So that's definitely the biggest difference, is how it's split up in Indiana. And I think it's really, really good for all athletes to be able to kind of get a break and more preparation for certain teams and for your body. So that's definitely the biggest difference that I've noticed, that the preparation, and you get to spend more like time with your team throughout the weeks and just kind of have fun with it. And you knew that whenever you went in the state finals in Kentucky, that you had 4 days and that was just going to be it. Like, that you would watch film at night, you would ice bath, and you would wake up, you were preparing, then you would just keep doing it all over again, back to back to back to back. So, yeah, that's definitely the biggest difference, is that. And I definitely love the way that Indiana does it better, because just the break is amazing, and then spending more time with your team is all that I could ask for.
Kennedy, final question for you. Coach Shane mentioned, because of weather, that one day this week you guys had to have a little Zoom get-together. I'm curious whether it's in person or over Zoom, and you're learning about your next opponent, which is Tri-West, the Bruins, coming up on Saturday at the Semi-State. How locked in is this team when you're going through scouting material and when you're going through walkthroughs, getting prepared for the other team and what they do and who their better players are, what sets they run, how they will guard you? This seems like a group that has a high basketball IQ, and I'm curious what it's like to be in one of those sessions when you're learning about your upcoming opponent.
Well, honestly, our focus does not change, even on the court or in film. Like, we know that we have to be focused and dialed in no matter what is going on. We don't take practice any more seriously than we would take a film session. So everything is honestly the same in our mindsets. And in film, Coach Shane does do most of the, like, talking and things like that. But at the end of it, we'll even talk to each other and say, like, things about the other team or things about us, or just kind of, like literally have, like, a team discussion about things. So it's actually really, really good. Our film is very, like, very, like, productive. We learn a lot in our films, actually, more than I think other teams would actually, like, learn. And if you actually take a film session seriously, you will understand that watching film and learning about your opponent actually does give you a lot of information. And I know that it's going to be like that in a college setting. So just knowing that we have that type of preparation in our film setting and with all of our coaches, it's just knowing that we definitely are having like a really, really good program that is preparing us for college-like things. And that's really all that I could ask, all that all of us could ask for, honestly, is just knowing that we're being prepared, and then knowing that we're going to have all of these things at the next level if we all go there, or whoever's going to go play college. So it's just nice to know that we are already learning some of the things and doing some of the things that college athletes are doing. So the preparation is really good, and all of our practices we're dialed into. Like, we have our routines, and then we get up and down. So just our practices are honestly really, really, really hard too, and I'm thankful for that, because I wouldn't want to just kind of go in practice like knowing like, oh, this is bad. But no, like, all of us are ready. Like, all of us are ready to practice. We're like all dialed in. We all, like, our energy is amazing. Like, our gym is so loud, and it's just so nice knowing that we all are just working for the same goal and working for each other and relying and trusting each other. So our team is literally like amazing. And I literally don't want this ride to end with any of these girls at all.
Kennedy Stiverson, our guest here on our Semi-State Preview Show. Kennedy, again, congratulations. It's been a great season for you and obviously for this team as well. And we wish you all the best Saturday in the Semi-State.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And we continue on talking with some Silver Creek players here in our Semi-State Preview Show. Emmy Rooney is next up. She's another junior on this Dragons team. And Emmy, congratulations on a great tournament run so far.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been incredible to be a part of.
Let's talk about your role on the team. You've got some experience, but you still have some time ahead of you in the Silver Creek program. What do you try to bring to this team each and every game?
So this year, with the amount of talent that we have on our team, I'm the type of player that is going to do whatever the coach asks of me that game. Sometimes I'm going to have a really, really tough defensive assignment. I'm going to have to face guard some people. And sometimes I'm going to really need to stay in help side and really help out with those tough players that Kennedy or Alana or anybody else on the team may be guarding. I also like to bring it a lot of energy, a high motor to the team. As we have so much talent, we have to also balance that with a level of grit that I like to bring. Also, I have to knock down shots whenever I need to knock down shots and just be really a really solid asset to the team, whether it be scoring, rebounding, whatever it is that given night.
I mean, y'all are playing primarily juniors and seniors in your rotation. And aside from the transfers from Louisville, you know, a good chunk of this team has been together all the way since y'all were very young. At what point do you think you all started realizing as a group, hey, we could be pretty decent when we're in high school if we continue to work hard at this and stay together?
So I think it was my seventh grade year. Jacqueline, Emily, and Savannah Kirchkessner and that group, they were eighth graders, and we practiced together at the middle school. So I think that we really started to bond as a group, and we really started to realize, hey, if we play well off of each other, we could be a really good high school team. But obviously, they're a year older than my group. So once they got to high school, it was a different dynamic. And me and Sydney Sirota really realized that we needed to step up and become good players so we could complement those players that are Jacqueline, Emily, and Savannah Kirchkessner. So I think whenever the team really came together was my sophomore year. The addition of Kennedy and Alana Stryverson was huge for us, and I think that really just allowed Jacqueline, Emily, Sydney Sirota, me, Savannah Kirchkessner, all of us to really fit into the roles that we were meant to play, and we really started to mesh together as a team. And that was the year, last year, was whenever we realized that we could have the potential to be where we are now, but then again, it's been in the process for many, many years.
Talking with Emmy Rooney here on our Sima State preview show. I know with each week of the tournament that goes by, it's good news you're still practicing, you're still preparing for the next round of the tournament. And I know that weather has affected this week some so far, but I'm curious, what's it been like since the regional to be with these girls and to get another week of practicing and another game coming up on Saturday?
So we're starting to realize that we only have a limited amount of time together, and we're just trying to make the most of it at this point. We're only guaranteed another, three practices and one more game. That's all we're guaranteed together. So we're really just trying to make the most of being together with this team, as our team dynamic has been so great this year. Losing that would be such a detriment to everybody right now. So we're really just looking to push forward and win this weekend and keep it going for as long as we possibly can.
We are in what could only be described as this athletic renaissance for Silver Creek.
Yes.
Football team goes undefeated in the regular season this year. Obviously, boys basketball really strong. Is there ever a friendly rivalry or just, you know, some good-natured trash talking between the two teams? Or you know, do you all feel like, well, they're doing this, you know, we need to push ourselves to be able to hold our own in the conversation?
Of course. Even going back to whenever we weren't as successful as the boys team in that aspect, we would still go back and forth with each other saying, oh, you did this last night, haha. Oh, I did this last night. I scored this much. You scored this much. So we've always kind of went back and forth. But this year it's really more about getting out and supporting each other because we are two very good programs, and not just basketball, but volleyball, football. It's all been very successful this year. So with everything that's going on with the pandemic and being able to get out and support those other teams has been the biggest focus this year.
Emmy, I'm curious, with the tournament so far, the sectional involved a couple trips over to Madison. The regional was just up 403 to Charlestown. And now you're going to come just south a few miles down to Jeffersonville for your Sima State game. I'm sure you guys don't mind not having the long bus trips and being able to play in gyms that you've been pretty familiar with due to regular season games and just playing there over the years. It's been a pretty friendly travel schedule so far as this tournament has played out.
Yeah. So we always talk about playing at Charlestown because typically in normal years, our holiday tournament's there. We'll play an away game, the conference game versus Charlestown there. We should have played that this year, but due to weather and COVID, it was all postponed. But anyways, we always say that Charlestown's like a home game because we play there 2 to 3 times a year sometimes, and we are very accustomed to their gym. They have great facilities, so we always love playing at Charlestown. Madison, honestly, was the furthest, and it felt like forever, but we've been so accustomed to being nearby that the 1 hour drive to Madison was a little bit far for us, but it's been really nice to be able to expect to play nearby and be able to be in our gym and not have to practice somewhere else. You know, it's just, it's been really easy to stay local and have a good fan base that's really showing up for us.
If I'm not mistaken, you've got a family member that's a member of the coaching staff there. How has it been to, be a basketball player that's had an opportunity to grow up and have access to gyms and get in there a lot more than the average player normally would get?
Well, growing up in the program has been such a blessing for me. I have a great relationship with my coaches altogether, not just my father, but with everybody else. I've been able to grow up. I was the one that was working the concession stands whenever I was like 11. I was working the youth leagues, all of it. So I've been surrounded by the basketball culture for a really long time. So I've really benefited from hearing all the guidance and all the knowledge that the coaches around here provide, not just the girls' basketball program, but being around the boys' basketball program, being around football, just being around a lot of competitors has really aided me in my growth as a basketball player and as a person.
Emmy Rooney joining us here on our Sim Estate Preview Show. Emmy, great to talk with you as well. Best of luck the rest of the way, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, Brian, some very impressive Silver Creek Lady Dragons we've had the opportunity to speak with the last few weeks on the regional preview show and now the Sim Estate Preview Show. That's going to do this segment. We've got one more coming your way. I had a chance to catch up with Tom Gleva. He's the head coach at Tri-West, and he'll bring the Bruins down to play at Jeffersonville in the Sim Estate coming up on Saturday, and we'll play that interview for you in just a few moments after the commercial break. But, Brian, as we go out to break here, really expect a good game on Saturday, another real challenge for this Silver Creek team.
Yeah, I hope everybody that's able to get out over to Johnson Arena to support this team. You're playing in county. They've got a great chance to go to state, and we enjoyed seeing the turnout that was over at Charlestown the other night. Hope we get that same kind of support this weekend.
Absolutely. Stay with us. One more segment. Coach Gleva of Tri-West coming up next. We'll learn more about the Bruins and what has made their season so successful thus far as they get ready to play at Jeffersonville against Silver Creek on Saturday. Stay with us. Our Sim Estate Preview Show continues after this on the Big X Sports Radio. Welcome back. Our Sim Estate Preview Show. Matt Dennison here as we get ready for this weekend's 3A Sim Estate at Jeffersonville High School right here in southern Indiana. In the final segment, we get the opportunity to learn about the opponent of Silver Creek coming up on Saturday. They are the Tri-West Bruins, coached by Tom Gleva, who is in his third year at Tri-West. And Tri-West located in Hendricks County, Lisdon, Indiana, to be specific, about 15 miles due west of Indianapolis, to give you a reference on the map for where this school will come from as they play here in Jeffersonville coming up this weekend. Coach, first off, congratulations on a great regular season and also on a wonderful tournament run this far for your team.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Coach, 17-6 is where your record sits as you get ready for Sim Estate. A little bit about your team in general, looking back at the regular season, lots of victories, lots of successes. What are some things that your team did well, and what made all this click so you could have the season you've had so far?
I think probably one of the key words to our season is perseverance, much like everyone else in the state. We had an unusual season, to say the least, due to COVID. The varsity players themselves went through two quarantines. Three out of our four coaches on the staff were quarantined or had positive tests. And then our JV players as well had numerous quarantines. So we fought through a lot. In fact, our last five games of the regular season, we lost on the schedule due to quarantine. So going into sectional, we were confident but a little unsure what to expect because we were coming off that quarantine situation. We did have some positives, but we were the runner-up in the Hendricks County tournament this year, lost to Brownsburg, who will also be playing in the semi-state at Jeffersonville as well in 4A. But we beat 4A schools, Plainfield and Avon to earn our right into the final. So we're really proud of that. And we also were the Sagamore Conference champions for the first time in 4 years, I believe. So it was a big deal for us to get over the hump. Danville is our arch rival and a member of the Sagamore Conference as well. So getting through them in the conference and the sectional was quite an accomplishment for us.
Talking with Coach Gleva of Tri-West. Coach, let's talk about the sectional. You cruised, really, to a sectional championship. Greencastle, you defeated in the opening round of sectional play, 61-35. Then it was rival Danville. You beat them by 10 points, 54-44. And then a big win over North Montgomery, 65-34 in the sectional championship game. That was a really good sequence, a really good week for your team.
It was, and as I said, we were coming fresh off of quarantine. So although experienced, we have tons of experience on our roster, we weren't sure what to expect coming off of that, but they responded very well. The Danville game, although a 10-point win, it's a huge rivalry, and it's always a close game and a tightly contested game. So that score may not be quite indicative of how that game went because it was a battle. So that kind of helped prepare us for what was to come as well.
And, Coach, obviously the regional was a big day for your team. First regional championship since 1999, and you beat Indian Creek 72-51 in the morning game, came back against ranked Indianapolis Jetard in the championship. That's a very good ball club, and you knocked them off 72-60.
Yes, the morning game against Indian Creek was a battle as well. We jumped out early, but they fought back in. And that's one thing about our kids, and we talked about that in post games a number of times, that we have in games established early leads at times, and teams, like they do, fought back in. But our kids are really resilient and kind of stem the tide and fight through. Indian Creek did the same thing, and they were a very young, very talented team who looks to have a promising future in the years to come as well. And then the Chittard game, we kind of started out the same way. We started out hot, and they fought back in and actually took the lead by 3 in the third quarter, I think, at one time. And then Isabel Saylor, one of our juniors, hit a big 3 to tie it. From there, we kind of just took control.
Talking with Tom Gleva, he's the head coach of Tri-West, the opponent of Silver Creek in Saturday's 3A semi-state at Jeffersonville. I want to talk to you more about your team and some of your personnel, and I think we got to start with Kenna Kirby. She had 23 points in the first half, scored a game-high 35 in the regional championship game in that big win over Chittard to help you to your first regional championship at the school since 99. Obviously a huge performance, and she's just a junior.
Yes, she had an outstanding night, and that wasn't something that we hadn't seen before. Last year she had a huge explosive game against 4A Zionsville, in a game which she set a school record 44 points as a sophomore. Her numbers have been down a little bit this year as far as scoring goes, but her assist and rebounds and everything else has picked up, and we just have other kids around her that score as well. So we're a pretty balanced group that likes to share the basketball.
Coach, you mentioned a couple players as we've asked you about the tournament run and the season as a whole, but in addition to Kirby, highlight maybe some of the top players on your team that have helped lead you to this semi-state berth.
We have great leadership stemming from our three captains, which Kenna Kirby is one of those, but also senior Grace Sandlin, who has been playing starter minutes since she was a freshman at point guard. So she's got a wealth of experience. She's undersized, but tough as nails, plays bigger than she really is. And our other captain is Emily Starnes, who's also a senior, actually is our sixth player, our first person off the bench, who fills in lots of roles and is a great stabilizing influence for us. Our other starters, Isabel Saylor, who's also a junior, Becca Van Slyke, a junior, and Adri Thompson, also a junior. Each of those girls are averaging over 9 points a game, so that's kind of where our balance comes in. And Becca Van Slyke is averaging just under 6 a game, but she's also our post influence underneath that is kind of our tough enforcer kid under there. We have another kid, McKenna Brahman, who is a senior, play basketball, and she was a freshman, didn't play for her sophomore and juniors because she was focusing on volleyball, and has rightly earned a volleyball scholarship, but decided to come back out and play basketball this year, and she's been a huge impact for us on the post.
Coach Gleva, as you look at this weekend, we'll talk about Silver Creek in a moment, but I'm always curious when I talk with coaches and players this time of year with the tournament well underway, what the week's been like. And I know you're glad to be practicing, you're glad to be preparing for another opponent coming up this weekend, but when you get this far in the tournament, the communities like Sellersburg, like your community in Lisdon as well, can really rally around these teams. And I know that the support from fans and attendance and maybe rallies at school and things that you normally would do during this time have looked different because of the pandemic that we are currently in. But I'm curious, what's it been like the last couple of weeks from sectional to regional and now from regional to semi-state as far as the support in your community?
The support in our community has been outstanding. It's like that in everything for the most part, just an overall supportive community. It's been different this year and kind of unfortunately for these kids that they haven't packed the gym just because of limitations. And like our game versus Danville will always be packed, but of course wasn't because of limitations on attendance. And it's kind of been that way through the tournament too, but the people that can come are out and they're loud and proud behind the Bruins and supportive of us behind the scenes as well. That's one of the things I think, and this week is kind of indicative of that too, because yesterday was a snow day. Today they're on a 2-hour delay. I don't teach at the school, but they're on a 2-hour delay. So they've kind of been limited on things they can do at school as well to kind of rally around the team. But one thing that pandemic has taught us, we'll persevere and fight through anything.
Absolutely. I tell you what, you look back at your season, two quarantines, losing the last 5 games of the regular season. As you prepare for this week, I know everyone wants to be cautious with their players because of COVID and quarantining, and you don't want positives and you want to continue to play with the great effort your team has had this far in the tournament. But you guys, when you look back on things, have truly been able to get through some tough situations this year. You talk about persevering. You guys have done that.
Absolutely. And that's kind of been the theme for us through the tournament. As I mentioned earlier, we've fought through adversity, and we've learned to persevere. Like I said, we've had 2 extensive quarantines with the varsity players alone, and we've had myself and 2 other coaches that were positive at one time or another, so we've had setbacks that way, but just learned to fight through.
Absolutely. And, Coach, I want to close our interview with this. What do you know about this Silver Creek team? Obviously, as you go through the tournament, I know your focus is solely on who the next opponent was going to be. But now that you've had time and a number of days to start your preparations for Saturday's semi-state, what are your thoughts on this very talented Silver Creek team?
Yeah, I think that sums it up. Very talented. We've watched plenty of film to this point, and we'll continue to do so. We don't have exposure to a lot of their stats. Most of the teams around here will compile stats on Max Prep, so you kind of have access to opponent stats. We don't have that luxury with Silver Creek, so we're kind of scratching and clawing to find out what we can and watch a lot of film. We know the Striverson sisters are very talented players, and the Gassaway kid is very talented as well, and they just have shooters all around. So it'll be a tall task, but we'll be up for it.
Tom Gleva, the head coach of Tri-West, the Bruins, will be headed south here in a few days for the 3A semi-state at Jeffersonville High School, where they will take on top-ranked Silver Creek in a 1-game deal. The winner goes on to the southern, or to represent the southern part of the state in the 3A state championship game in Indianapolis coming up next weekend. Coach, thank you so much for the opportunity to learn more about your club, and also congratulations on what has been an outstanding year for you guys. Best of luck Saturday here in Jeffersonville.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having us on, and go Bruins.
Absolutely, and nice to hear from Coach Gleva. Always fun when we get into the tournament. So many coaches in our state, good sports. They want to promote their teams and games. For him to come on and share some, you know, we don't ask too many details, but we want to learn about his team and what this matchup could look like on Saturday. So we really appreciate Coach Gleva and his time today here on our Sima State Preview Show. That's going to wrap things up for this program. We've heard from Coach Shane at Silver Creek. We've also heard again this week Kennedy Stuyverson and Emmy Rooney, some of the players that joined us here on this Sima State Preview Show. And that is a wrap as we get ready for Saturday's games at Jeffersonville. A reminder, we'll have the broadcast of Saturday's 3A Sima State game on WNAS 88.1, also streaming online, multiple ways that you can listen here in Southern Indiana to that broadcast. Should be a good one. So should the 4A game at Jeffersonville as well. Really should be a good deal, a good day of basketball with winners from Saturday going on to state championship games the next weekend in Indianapolis. Thanks so much for being with us. It's our Sima State Preview Show here on the Big X. We'll catch you Saturday at the games.